Aaron Torres does a great job of covering college football, college basketball, does shows nationally for Fox Sports Radio, gives us a couple of minutes here on a Wednesday. Aaron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Steve. How we doing today, man?
We're good, man. Let's start firing on impressions from the first couple of weeks, especially last week, and a quick look ahead. First of all, where are you on Michigan after the struggles against Army?
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion is, look, you know, Army, we all know the triple option, the option offense, tough to prepare for, whatever. I'm not worried about Michigan because they struggled against Army. I'm worried about Michigan because their offense is an abject disaster. There's no other way to put it. I heard this stat the other day, guys. They lost three fumbles all of last season. They've lost five in two games this season, and it's just amazing to me to see Jim Harbaugh, no matter what you think of him, but old school, smash mouth, I want to hit you, run between the tackles, Jim Harbaugh. They couldn't pick up a first down on third and one, fourth and one last week because they're out of the shotgun trying to do all this cute spread stuff. And so, to me, I don't think it gets better because I don't think they really know who they are at this point. Harbaugh felt like he had to kind of modernize the offense, but they're not good in this new offense. And what they used to do well, line up between the tackles and pick up tough yards, they're not good either. I just don't know how it gets better, especially in a good Big Ten where things pick up quite a bit, especially next week at Wisconsin.
So let's go to the SEC then, because general thought for this show was that Tennessee after week one was going to be fine. It's 1 week. It's one football game. You can bounce back from this. And then you collapse against BYU. How bad is this for Pruitt and the Volunteers?
It's so fascinating, guys. You know, I mean, I know a lot of guys down there at Tennessee. I'm sure you guys do too. I think the biggest problem is I just think losing is so institutional at that point in terms of the fans expect the worst. I think the players expect the worst. And if you look at the schedule, like, I just don't think it's getting any better. They, in the next, what do they got? So they're 0-2 right now. 1-6 is in play, and that's assuming they beat Tennessee Chattanooga this week, because next week they got Florida, they got Georgia coming up, they got Alabama coming up, and so it isn't realistic for them to think that they're going to start 1-6. The back end of the schedule is a little bit easier, but how kind of mentally and physically beat up are they going to be by that time of the season? So to me, it's just amazing to see. I mean, I think we're all about the same age. I remember a day when Tennessee, Peyton Manning, C. Martin, it was the program in the SEC. It's just amazing to see how bad they've gotten and for how prolonged it's been. It's just incredible to watch.
So we talk a lot about, you know, first-year coaches and how long it takes to get established and, you know, put your system in play. But we've got a couple of second-year coaches that are struggling a bit. So who is in the worst shape right now between a list like Chip Kelly, Chad Morris, like Pruitt, Taggart, those kind of guys that are in a second year, who's in the worst shape?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm writing about this right now. I mean, you know, worst shape is all relative to what you consider worst. I mean, I think, like, the worst situation is probably Chad Morris at Arkansas. I mean, they're just not very talented, but he's probably got more of a leash than Jeremy Pruitt does. He's probably got more of a leash than Willie Taggart does. I'm just amazed at how bad some of these guys have been. I mean, in general, I thought they were all pretty decent hires. Willie Taggart, it's easy to forget now. I mean, we probably know it a little bit better nationally than they do nationally because we live on the West Coast, but, you know, Oregon doubled its win total when he was there in 1 year. He's had success everywhere he's been, and he's a disaster at Florida State. Chip Kelly, I mean, Chip Kelly went 46-7 in 4 years at Oregon. Four Pac-10, Pac-12 titles, four BCS bowl games. I can't believe how bad he is. I would say that the least talented team is Chad Morris. The angriest fan base is probably either Florida State or Tennessee. The most mind-boggling one is probably Chip Kelly. I'll tell you what, guys, I thought a lot of different things over these last couple years. I never thought I'd see a Chip Kelly team look just as bad as this team has done over the last year and a half.
Talking college football, week three on the way, a little more looking back. Let's continue on the UCLA theme. So does that San Diego State win mean very little because of how bad the Bruins appear to be?
I mean, I think to me it does because, you know, San Diego State, I mean, it's not like they were world beaters in week one. I mean, it's one thing if a team just looks really good against, you know, whoever they're playing, and you know, like Boise. Like, Boise's a good team. Like, that, you know, it is what it is. Like, Florida State lost to them. It sucks. They blew a big second half lead. but they look like a good team on paper. San Diego State beat Weber State 6-0 in week one. Thankfully, as best I know, it wasn't on TV, and I'm glad it wasn't because that would have been tough to watch. But, I don't think San Diego State is that good this year, and so I do think it's reflective of where UCLA is, that they went to the Rose Bowl, and that game was basically non-competitive. I mean, I think UCLA scored the first touchdown, and San Diego State ripped off about 23 straight points or something, and it was never really close. So listen, I think there's good football being played in the Mountain West. Like, I just don't necessarily think that San Diego State beating UCLA is the best example to use of, you know, Mountain West football looking really good right now.
Let's talk about Edo and LSU. First of all, how good is Burrow's a quarterback? Can he be legitimately in the Heisman race? And how good do you think LSU is?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I don't know how good Texas's defense is just in the bigger picture, and it pains me. You know, Todd Orlando's their defensive coordinator. He was at my alma mater, UConn, when I was there. And actually, when UConn had that one good year where they went to the Fiesta Bowl, he was their defensive coordinator. So I like the guy. I want him to be good. I don't know how good Texas's defense is. I thought it was obviously a totally positive sign when you throw for almost 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's not to take away anything from him, but is he being Joe Burrow, going to be able to continue to kind of do that over the course of a 12-game schedule, obviously playing not just Bama, but, I mean, Texas A&M's got a really good defense. Auburn plays really good defense. Florida plays really good defense, etc. I'm not quite sold on the Joe Burrow hype yet, but I will say this, is that if you believe the SEC can get more than one team into the college football playoff, and I do because the last 2 years they almost have. 2 years ago they did. I think LSU's in as good a position as anybody because most of their big games are at home. And I think if they were to run the table with a win over Texas at Texas on their schedule and they were to beat everybody else, like, I think they'd be in the playoff picture. So I'm not 1,000% sold that this is like, you know, the 2008 Patriots offense and they're going to put up like 60 points every week or anything like that. But things do shake out reasonably well, you know, that they could look good and play, I don't know, I mean, play meaningful football in late November, early December, potentially get themselves in the playoff mix. And by the way, I hope they do, because, you know, we have the same teams in the playoff every year. It'd be nice to get Ed Orgeron in there, shake things up a little bit.